You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Let there be light. Let there be hope. Let there be a sense of my direction. When you are in a bad place, when you are in a dark place, when you find yourself sinking in despair, something must come out of you. Not a prayer of hopelessness, not a cry of despair, but some firm word in line with the light that has been revealed. Oh, I can't get no help today. Hallelujah. This is where I want to pastor a Kojic church. Hallelujah. Watch this now. Go with me, Bethel. Come on, go with me. It says here, glory, in Mark chapter 11, Mark's gospel chapter 11. Yeah. Hallelujah. I got some 3x5 cards. You know, the ones that they get. Watch this. He says here in Mark chapter 11, verse 22, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. A better rendition of this from the Greek is have the faith of God. Many of us don't think God has faith. How do you know God has faith? Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. This is how you know God had faith. Genesis 1, 3. And God, do you understand? Tell your neighbor, faith is exemplified through the spoken word. Now, those of you who receive that, this is what you're going to say to the other person. You ready? The highest form of faith is the spoken word. Let me prove it to you. You go to the doctor. The doctor gives you a prescription for an MRI. The MRI says you have such and such a condition. You come back. The doctor reads the results. They read the report of the radiologist. They tell you what the radiologist says. You believe it. Why? Because he said it or she said it. Then you walk out and communicate it. You don't have the slightest medical training. You are saying what somebody else said. If the doctor tells you that the condition is incurable, you will walk out and ask for a miracle. Why are you asking for a miracle? Because some human told you it was incurable. Mind you, God never told you it was incurable, but they told you it was incurable. So you took the faith that you had in their spoken word, and until God sends a servant to tell you what he says, the faith that you have in the human will supersede what you believe in your heart. Because the spoken word is greater than the meditated word. The Bible doesn't say faith comes by meditation. It comes by hearing. That means that whenever you feel down, get around some people that are saved and tell them, speak a word to me. Say something to me. My faith needs to be jump-started. I'm not going to get it sitting around looking cute. I need you to say something to me. I need you to say something. Ah! Jesus said, have the faith of God. Ask your neighbor, do you have God's faith? Now answer them, do you have it? Now ask them, when's the last time you said something? When you go around and say, oh, I can't make it, that ain't God's faith. When you say, I'm not getting that job, that's not God's faith. When you say, I'm going to die, that's not God's faith. When you say, they're going to put me out my house, that's not God's faith. God's faith is, I'm going to rise above this. God's faith is, I'm better than this. God's faith says that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. God's faith says, I am more than a conqueror. You got to pick the right kinds of people. I only want people in my life that are going to say things to lift me. I can feel bad by myself. I can beat myself up. But you got to learn like David. Bible said when David, hallelujah, found the city of Ziklag burned by the Philistines, he was so despondent that he sat down and the people wanted to stone him. The very people who said, Pastor, I'm with you. I mean, King David, I'm with you. When he didn't do what they wanted to stone him. But the Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Tell your neighbor, encourage yourself. That means you got to stand and look in the mirror and say, I'm going to make it. This thing ain't keeping me down. It is not what it is. It's what I say it will be. And I say it's going to be better than what it is. For the God that lives inside of me has not called me to defeat. He's called me to conquer. Hey! Now you calm people, God bless you. You Episcopalian Presbyterians, God bless you. We're glad you're here. But if you keep coming, you're gonna get struck. That's right, the power that you see coming out of this praise is gonna hit you. You cannot sit in an atmosphere of praise and stay bougie. Oh, you're gonna find out that the God that the Bible talks about has brought you out of your dilemma, and he is entitled, he is worthy of a jubilant praise. There ought to be a praise that comes from deep down inside of you that supersedes where you are. God said, light be. You got to get sick of darkness, sick of the desolation, sick of despair, sick of sick. You got to get sick of sick. I'm tired of being sick. I'm tired of hoping I get well. I am going to be like God and speak my healing into existence. I am going to say what God says. So in Mark 11, verse 22, Jesus said, have the faith of God. Anybody in here got the faith of God? Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to have such a faith that it rubs off on somebody else. You don't look at what is, you look at what can be. The more you look at what is, you get bound. But when you look at what could be, you begin to speak to God. I wish I had somebody that could hear me what I'm saying. Look at this. Listen. Hey, glory. Sit down. Listen. In verse 23, Jesus said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, glory, be thou removed. Say, be thou removed. And be thou cast into the sea. Say that. Be thou cast into the sea. And shall not doubt in his heart. Ow! Do you know why most of the people die before their time? Because they agree with the negative report. The doctor says there's no cure for this, so you repeat it and you believe it in your heart. But no, oh glory. What the man say, I feel my helper. The doctor told the truth. There is no cure on the earth. But I'm seated in heavenly places. And I can tell the devil I'm getting a second report. And the report that I hear says with his stripes I'm healed. It doesn't say that there's no cure. It says with his stripes I'm healed. And I'm going to recite it and recite it and recite it until God's faith step in. Touch your neighbor and say, are you getting this? Now answer them. Tell them if you are. If you're not, let them know. Nah, it ain't getting me yet. Then just slap them. Like Jesus hit that man in the gospel. Bible said he prayed for that man and said, do you see anything? Man said, I see men as trees walking. Jesus said, pow. What you see now? He said, I see clearly. Some of us need a second touch. Your first touch has been polluted by situations. Your first touch has been polluted by negative situations. But now you are here to get your second touch. You need to have him put mud over your eyes so you can no longer see out your natural eye. You got to go down to the pool and wash and be driven by faith. Woo! You're not going to get anything. You're not going to get anything holding on to the negative report. Isaiah said, whose report will you believe? Whose report? Whose report? The president of the United States, God bless his heart. That's his job. God let him get there. My job is to pray for him, not to scandalize him. But I don't put my confidence in what the president says. I go to a higher authority. Y'all deal with the president, I'm going to the King of Kings. I'm going to the one that can't be overturned by Congress. Nobody can impeach Jesus. When he makes a ruling, it can't be taken back. And saints, get yourself ready. Jesus has ruled that you are the head and not the tail. He has ruled that you are to be in the front and not the back. He has determined that you should be a lender or not a borrower. He has determined that you are the righteousness of God. And I will not settle for what the world says about me. You're going to walk out of here changing your speech. You're going to walk out of here talking like a servant of God. No more doubt. No more despair. No more hopelessness. You're going to walk out like the woman in 2 Kings. It is well. My son is home dead, but it is well. You've got type 2 diabetes. They told you that your A1C is not right. It is well. Today, God's going to touch your pancreas. Today, he's going to touch your insulin receptors. Today, you got cancer. It's going to die. It is well. Oh, if your heart can stand this, come go with me. Jesus said, have the faith of God. Some time ago when God spoke to me on a Wednesday night prayer, one time I was walking up them steps, and I wasn't bothering him. I was walking up here to pray. He said, I'm going to double the size of your church. I watched him do it. Now where we are right now, he spoke again. He said, I'm going to double the size of your church. 6 weeks ago, I was going to disband the fellowship. There are 25 churches in the Bethel Fellowship. I said, God, I'm tired of it. These people are not visionary. They can't see beyond their little church. I'm done. He spoke and said, I'm going to give you 100 churches. And began to work that network. Oh, he working that thing. When I came up here one day, he said, I want you to build a church and do it without a mortgage. I said, hold on, Lord. I said, why wouldn't it be easier just to give us favor with the bank? He said, no, because then they'll show up and act like it's because of them. I said, God, why didn't you ever do this for anybody else? He said, son, nobody ever asked me. I said, whoa, I like being first. As the last child, I'm used to being last, but now we're going to be first. God is going to pay for our building, and he's going to use you to do it, and he's going to open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings. He is going to bless you so he can build his church, and we believe the word of the Lord. Last week, the devil said to me, he said, stop all this. Go on down to the bank. You got favor with the bank. Go on, they'll give you the money for it. Sat and talked with a realtor who said, you know, you can get a construction loan and then you can pay that back. And it started sounding tempting. He said, why don't you just go ahead and do it? I backed up and I was so close to making the inquiry, Deb. I was going to go ahead and say, you know what? God don't mind me using a little common sense. Holy Spirit did not speak to me. Didn't say a word. Didn't egg me on or sit me down. But like Jeremiah, fire rose up in me. The fire said, what did God say? Don't listen to the banker. Don't listen to another. What did God say? Do you know the glory that God is going to get when he touches millionaires and has them fund our new house? Do you understand? You might sit there now and say, how are you going to do that? I call your attention to the book of Exodus. When God called the children of Israel out of Egypt, he knew he wanted them to build him a tabernacle, but he knew they had served 400 years in bondage. They didn't have any money, so he touched the Egyptians and said, give them diamonds, rubies, sapphire, and gold. Give them what they need to build my house. And the Bible said he's the same God.
I'm looking for a check from Bill Gates. I'm looking for a check from the millionaires of the earth. I'm looking for a check that says, put this to your church.
Now watch this. I know some of you, I can look at you now. I don't want you near me. Go join another church. Nah, I want warriors here. They told King Leonidas, they said that the king of Persia is coming and he's got a million soldiers. The first thing he did was try to get the rest of the church together. So he wanted to get the rest of the church, called the Greek states, together. He was trying to reach out to other churches to help him. He was trying to get other pastors to see the vision, but they could not see the vision. So he said, get my personal guard. Get my own 300. Now, we may not be able to kill them all, but we can sure make it hard for them. And they guarded the pass of Thermopylae. And I know you're thinking about the movie, but the movie wasn't historically correct. But the history said that eventually some of the other Greek states did come to help when they saw that one person had the courage to stand. You know how it is. When one person in here gets the faith to believe God, the Bible says we overcome the devil by the word of our testimony. When somebody stands up and says, look what he's done for me, then somebody else will stand up and say, I'm joining you. I did not expect to preach like this. Oh, glory. Listen, Jesus said, I need you to pay particular attention to verse 23 of Mark 11. Jesus admonishes us in verse 22 to have the faith of God. And then he goes on to say, for verily I say unto you. Now this first say is the word lego. And it means to reveal a discourse. In other words, I was with the Father when he spoke things into existence. That means that the discourse is still available, but the devil has clouded it with negative speech because we are so prone to losing that losing has become our vernacular. What am I going to do if I can't make it? What am I going to do if I'm not able to make the payments? What am I going to do if? And that's why you have to be very careful who you tell and what you tell them. I ain't telling a whole lot of people we build in our church without a mortgage. No, I tell you, and I guess it goes over TV, but I ain't telling nobody up front, personal, where we're doing this, because people with well-meaning attitudes will say, you got to be sure. I don't want to hear that. I'm telling you, the people that God has me say it to are like, step on, brother, I'm with you. I'm believing God with you. And two of you, hallelujah, one can chase a thousand. Two can chase seven. Now, some of you have spent $12 to $15 to see the Avengers. Some of you saw it twice. And some of you are going to go see it again. I haven't seen it as of yet and have no desire to see it. Because Jesus is my Iron Man. Jesus is my Hulk. Jesus is my Thor. Ah, sookie, sookie now. I don't need nobody in a costume. The God that I serve has all power in his hand. And it don't cost me $12 to meet with him. Now, you go see it if you want to. God bless you. But from what I'm made to understand is that the significance of this thing is that all of them work together. Yeah. Are you hearing me? They each bring to the equation their own power. Are you hearing me? God, help me here. That means that there's no individualism. There is a corporate. Ow! When they run into somebody three times their size, they call the Hulk. Captain America ain't fighting nobody as big as the Hulk. The Hulk will take him over. Boom, 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 boom. And so that's how it is with us. Glory. When God leads you to some place and you find that you don't have the capability to deal with what's in front of you, reach out for your Hulk. That's what church fellowship is about. By now you ought to know the crazy praisers.
And when you get in trouble, you ain't looking for no deep Greek speaking Hebrew writing. You need somebody that can speak in tongues and quicken. The devil ain't impressed with your Greek syntax, but he's impressed by power. When I run up against the enemy, I ain't looking for nobody that's prissy and bougie. I need somebody. God, in the name of Jesus, I need me a Hulk, not a pretty boy.
There is a discourse that has been hidden from us. The discourse is the power of the spoken word. The devil doesn't want you to know that, but it's been working on us as a people in reverse. We even say things in the negative to our children. I'm telling you, you're gonna worry me to death. You're getting on my nerves. You make me sick. I can't take it no more. Our lives are saturated and layered in negativity. You got to say to your child, you're blessing me to no end. Every time I see you, I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Even though you are misbehaving, I thank God for my light afflictions, because one day you're gonna be in the same position. Bill Cosby said his father told him, I hope you have children that are to you exactly what you were to me. And he said it came to pass. It is reported that a 14-year-old boy said, my father is the stupidest man I ever met. 7 years later, he became 21 and said, I didn't know he had that much wisdom. His father hadn't changed, he just grew older. You see, when you're young and ignorant, you think you know everything. But when you reach adulthood, you know you don't. When you're a teenager getting to 21, I don't need nobody to help me. When you cross the River 40, you want everybody to help you. Help me sit down, help me get up, bring me some water. If you cough, you look for somebody to give you a mint, you just need help. When you're a young person, you don't call anybody. I don't need to call. I'm on my own. When you cross 40, how come you ain't call me?
We pray that you are blessed and encouraged by the message you heard today. To order today's message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. When ordering, refer to the program title, Spiritual Warfare, or the program number 05119P. If you'd like to download today's message or any other recent sermons from Bishop Lambert, visit ericlambertministries.com for the complete digital download. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can now be viewed nationally on the Impact Network on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m., Comcast Channel 294, and on the Word Network Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Be sure to visit BethelDeliverance.org to find out when to catch the Climbing Higher TV and radio broadcast in your area. For service times, location, and more information about Bishop Lambert and Bethel Deliverance International Church, go to our website at BethelDeliverance.org, follow us on social media through Facebook and Instagram, or contact us at 215-885-2585. Thank you for tuning in today. Keep climbing higher in the Word of God.
Today's culture needs the impact of the Word of God, and those who are called are tasked with handling the Word carefully. If you are one of the called, we invite you to get equipped at the next Making of a Minister training session with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. and Pastor Brian Weatherspoon.
Praise the Lord. This is Bishop Eric Lambert of Bethel Deliverance International Church. The purpose of our gathering is to work with those of you who believe that you are called into the work of the gospel ministry. We gather together to discuss sermon preparation, how to pray in the Spirit, how to do those things that God has called us to perform so that we can do so without fear of ignorance or fear of being unfruitful. You'll gather with those who are called into ministry as we learn to wait upon the Lord.
The Making of a Minister is taking place Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Admission is free, but you must RSVP to attend. Call 215-885-2585 to register today. That's 215-885-2585. Or visit BethelDeliverance.org for more information.